Utah lawmakers took a big step on air quality last week. They passed a bill that would create incentives for refineries to make cleaner gasoline in the state. KUER's Judy Faze has the story.
Republican Senator Ralph Okerlund represents central Utah. He's worked for years on a legislative tax break to draw new industry to rural Utah. As the 2015 general session wound down last week, lawmakers added a provision to help urban Utah, too. Okerlund says refineries that invest in producing clean gasoline are also eligible for the tax credit now.
It became so attractive because of the possibility that we have to speed up the process to produce Tier 3 fuels in the state. That's the one thing that could have the most effect on the air.
Tier 3 fuel is low-sulfur gasoline that also generates less pollution. There are also Tier 3 cars. They're clean cars that pollute less. Overall, the Clean Fuel, Clean Car program is expected to cut as much pollution as taking 4 of every 5 cars off Utah's roads. Cody Stewart is policy advisor to Governor Gary Herbert.
But in terms of the potential for this, we think it's huge. It could make a big difference for the refineries, but even more importantly for Utahns, for their air quality. We hope that this is one tool that we're looking at that will bring Tier 3 fuels to the state as soon as possible.
Tier 3 is expected to improve northern Utah's air more than anywhere else. But federal law precludes the state from mandating this low-sulfur gas at all Utah refineries. The state can only encourage them. That's why Utah House Speaker Greg Hughes told KUER the refinery tax credit is one of the legislature's most important clean air accomplishments this year.
We think by honey more than by vinegar, we're going to see some difference and see better fuel quality. So we put some incentives in place that would encourage our refineries to start producing and refining cleaner fuel.
The tax credit is expected to save Utah refineries tens of millions of dollars on upgrades they need to make to produce Tier 3 gas. Judy Faze, KUER News.